For your mercy never
fails. Good news for the lonely hearts that break. You are as
bright. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome.
And we welcome you to Wednesday Live, coming to you from WCNO in Palm City, Florida. Keep that dial set on 89.9. We're so glad that you have found us and that you're part of our wonderful family. And again, we want to just say a big thank you to all of you that participated during prayer and share. And again, remind you, if you have not yet sent in your response, we are looking for it because we are still in the process of raising the resources to finish covering the cost of equipment out at the tower. And so we did not fully meet our goal. We were pretty close. I don't have all the numbers in front of me this morning because I have so many exciting things to share with you today that we're not going to get into that, but I do want to say a huge thank you. Kathy, I want to just start with you right off here. We're just going to start right off with you. And you always come when you have Tent America events or Glow events or whatever. So what is going on? Let people know how and where they can be a part.
Okay, so this year Tent America is going to be Thursday and Friday, that's tomorrow and Friday, in Fort Pierce. So we've got a couple of different venues going on.
You said tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
As in?
Tomorrow.
Thursday.
That's happening.
That's happening really quick. So if you're just hearing this, I know normally we have more of a lead time, but this is going to take place tomorrow. And where and how do they get more information?
Okay, well, the opening session is going to be at Open Door House of Prayer from 8 a.m. till about noon. There's going to be a worship there at the Open Door House of Prayer. That's in Fort Pierce on 33rd Street. And then at noon, we're going to kick off on the college campus. So my good friend Jonathan G., who's with InterVarsity, has opened up, made the way for us to be able to be on the college campus from noon until 8 p.m.
So, do we have an address for the Open Door House of Prayer?
I believe it's 1312 33rd Street.
And this is in Fort Pierce?
Yes.
Okay, so the name is 1312. All right, maybe we can verify that, make sure we have that at the soundboard. Karen, give out our contact numbers. People may want to call. They may want more information on that. This is exciting that it's going to be on IRSC's campus. I'm really pleased to hear that.
That's right, and the number here is 772-221-1100.
And we do have a lot of things that are in the works, a lot of things. This is going to be a very busy week. So again, Treasure Coast Tent America is going to be starting tomorrow and running both Thursday and Friday.
Right.
It's going to be in Fort Pierce only, not in Martin County. It's in St. Lucie County, Fort Pierce, and it's going to be from noon to 8 p.m. on the IRSC campus. And so that's Thursday, then Friday it is at Fairlawn Baptist Church.
Fairlawn Baptist from noon till six.
Okay.
And then we're going to jump back to the House of Prayer from 6 till midnight.
6 till midnight. Wow. Okay. All right. All right. Very good. So, Kathy, thank you for coming in. And how will people get more information if they're trying to just, they didn't hear exactly what we said? Do you have a website they can go to?
We have a website. It is treasurecoasttentamerica.org.
Okay. treasurecoasttentamerica.org. Okay, and I suppose this is probably on Facebook.
It's on Facebook. We also have a Facebook
page. It's on Facebook as well. All right, Kathy, thank you so much for keeping us posted and for coming by and letting all of our people know. Again, Treasure Coast Tent America, starting tomorrow, continuing through Friday, and it's going to be a great event, and it's going to be on Thursday at the IRSC campus. Friday, it's going to be at Fairlawn Baptist Church, and then it's going to return back to the Open Door House of Prayer till midnight on Friday evening, so people getting off work can come and still be a part of what's taking place.
Yes.
So what's going to happen this year at Tent America? A lot of people don't know what Tent America
well,
is.
Well, it's really the way they say it. It's worship, prayer, and gospel proclamation. So we come out in the open, usually under a tent or a pavilion or whatever, and just worship the Lord. And some there may be some people praying for people or evangelizing or doing flags or banners, talking to people that come by, but really we're lifting up our voices to the Lord to worship Him in public so that the world can see that Jesus is worthy.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again, Kathy, we thank you for coming by, and we're going to see if we can get Mr. Chris Vogel on air with us right now, and if we can, that's going to be awesome. And let's see. Chris, are you with us?
Good morning.
Well,
good morning.
Oh, there we go. I had you on the wrong button here, Chris, and could not hear you, and I guess that's probably why. Chris Vogel, you are with the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, and this is an absolutely amazing season for the Alliance. There's a tremendous event that's taking place this week. Tell us what's going to be happening on Thursday and who is invited to that event.
Well, tomorrow at Covenant Baptist Church in Stuart, Florida, we're having John Stemberger address an audience of pastors and school leaders on issues concerning LGBTQ plus community. And it's not anything other than to equip the saints to be able to know what churches and schools need to do to be in accordance with the law. You know, oftentimes things happen and we're not prepared. And John Stemberger, who is president of the Florida Family Council, has just spent literally the last month or so in Tallahassee, and he is bringing an update on the legislation and its impact on the law and what church leaders and school leaders need to be aware of and to be informed. So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be tomorrow at noontime.
Okay, so that's coming up tomorrow, and this event is for who again? Because I know it's almost full.
This event tomorrow is for pastors of churches, and also for Christian schools, the principals and or school board members. But this is primarily directed for the schools and the churches to make certain that they are aware of the law, and if they have to change or edit their policies within their organizations to be in accordance with the law. John Stemberger, who is an attorney, is going to essentially brief pastors and school leaders on the current rules and regulations concerning the issues of the LGBTQ plus community.
All right, and you know, Chris, I have a photo in front of me of the signing of that bill that just was signed into law just a few days ago, the 6 weeks that protects unborn children after 6 weeks of pregnancy. I think that was SB 300, that bill that our governor signed. And in that room, in this picture, John Stemberger was there. Of course, he is the president of the Florida Family Policy Council. And so if you are a senior pastor, if you are a youth pastor, children's pastor, maybe you are the director of a preschool, and you're wondering, you know, as a Christian preschool, elementary, middle, high, whatever level of Christian education you're in, how are we going to face this new stem of attack that's coming against biblical truth and our families? So this is an event that is almost full. Is that correct, Chris?
It is. We have, I think, room for approximately 24 or 25 more people because we have spaces limited. And but, you know, one of the goals of the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is not only to bring the body of Christ together, but to equip the saints. And we believe tomorrow is part of our mission of equipping the saints with what they need to know, because we're under attack. I mean, you know, if anyone doesn't think that, they're either have their eyes closed, their ears shut, but it's a real battle going on out there. And we're not churches and schools filled with hatred. On the contrary, we're filled with love. But by the same token, we're filled with biblical love, the love that Jesus Christ has taught us. And, you know, when we are threatened from operating in the kingdom environment, we have got to protect our kingdom warriors. And it's sad. You know, 10 years ago, I would have never even dreamt of having this conversation. So this is a recent wave of Satan's attempt to disrupt the kingdom here on earth. And quite frankly, we're not going down with them.
Well, amen. And, you know, one thing that on occasion we found ourselves in the body of Christ where we were trying to, to correct things after they'd already totally come apart and go back and have a fix-it plan. But, you know, at this point, we're looking to have wisdom to know how to plan as pastors and leaders so that we do not open the door to lawsuits and just attacks of the enemy that a little wisdom could have protected us from. Now, there's another event, Chris. People can get information. You can actually register by going to Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, and you can go to that event. You'll see John Stemberger there. You can pull that up. And we do need...
They go on the website, and they type in tccalliance.com.
Yes.
That's TomCatCatAlliance.com. The very first item, they click the three bars on the top right-hand side, and the first item that appears is John Stemberger. They click on John Stemberger, and that's how they can register for tomorrow.
And lunch is provided.
Yes, it is.
There is not a fee for coming to the event. We will be there will be an offering received, correct?
Yeah, we're going to take up a love offering for the... collection, you know, for the food cost. I mean, we're providing the food, so because we know it's during people's lunch hour, so but no one's going to be asked to leave if they don't contribute.
There you go.
But
there you go.
You know, all collections will be appreciated.
So it's not too late to register. We still have a few slots available. So if you're a part of a church and you don't know if your pastor or leadership team is aware of this event tomorrow with John Stemberger, he is coming in from Orlando, and he's very qualified to speak to this issue. It's a critical event. Now, next week we have coming up the National Day of Prayer, and we have Jonathan Kahn, who is going to be joining us, a very well-known national author, speaker, international author and speaker. Chris, tell us a little bit about the National Day of Prayer and how people can be a part of that as well.
Well, again, the National Day of Prayer is something that we, as the Alliance, have been celebrating every year at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Civic Center, or Port St. Lucie Civic Center, whichever you prefer to call it, because we always have a large gathering. But this year is going to be very large. It's going to start on May 4th, which is a week from Thursday, May 4th at 6 o'clock. And we would like people to register, if they could, again on the same website, tccalliance.com, to get tickets. Jonathan Kahn is an incredible speaker, an incredible writer, an incredible prophetic man of God like no other. He's written many books. Many people may be familiar with The Harbinger. The most recent book is Return of the Gods, which I understand has recently sold out. They're going to have to come out with another printing. But he is going to be there that evening. So we're encouraging people. And again, at this point, we are going to be limited. We've already have approximately 650 to 700 seats that have already been spoken for. And so I would ask if anyone is interested to register as soon as possible by going on the site tccalliance.com. National Day of Prayer.
All right, Chris, and again, as always, it's a blessing to have you join us, and we're looking forward to a tremendous event on Thursday this week. Again, John Stemberger is going to be at Pastor Matt Price's church right here in Stuart, Florida, and that is very easy to find if you need directions or more information about either the National Day of Prayer or this event this week on Thursday. You can also give us a call here at the station. We'll try to help you out. The number is, go ahead.
Yeah, for if people are not sure where Covenant Baptist is, it's very simple. You could just Google Covenant Baptist Stewart, and you will have the exact address on Astor Lane.
All right. I had to step out for 1 second, Chris. Did you mention that we are almost out of tickets for the National Day of Prayer?
I did. We are limited in terms of how many people we can fill the credit union with, and we are already sold out of about 700 of the 800 tickets. So when I say sold out, we didn't put a sales price, but this cost and the running of the Civic Center is an expensive event. So we are suggesting a $20 contribution for tickets. So, again, you can register online, tccalliance.com, National Day of Prayer.
All right, very good. Well, God bless you, Chris. I know you have a busy day, and I appreciate you joining us this morning. And we're looking forward to revival in our nation and a great awakening. And I believe all this and all of us are part of that. Thanks again. Have a blessed day.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
All right. We do have another guest I'm going to be reaching out to. We have an event that is coming up with familiesrecover.org. I believe that is the proper email. And Karen, do you have a little mail? I'm going to make a call and see if I can get John online. Let's cover some of our in-house mail.
Yes. Before that, let me just say the big George Foreman movie comes out in theaters tomorrow.
Have you seen it?
I did. I saw the screening. Yes, absolutely amazing.
Are you promoting this?
I am. And it's
you're a boxing promoter now?
Boxing, yes,
she's a boxing promoter. Barry Grant's being very quiet, but I know he has a lot to say. I can tell. He's right here with us. Welcome, Barry.
So the movie is...
I'm just a little punchy over that last
Released in theaters April 28th. So just look up your favorite theater to see if Big George Foreman... The movie is amazing, it has a lot of boxing in it, of course, but also about his life and when he received Jesus and then his work as a pastor.
So. And he's got a great grill, too.
Yes.
It's a great grill.
And then he ended up selling that business. Yeah. And Yeah, just really good movie.
We were going to do Mail, but we got to talking about Foreman, now I'm already trying to get a hold of John Nelson. Let's see if we can get him on air, and if so, we'll come back and see if we can get to some mail here in a bit. Let's see if John Nelson is still available this morning. He's a busy guy as well. John!
Yes, sir.
Tell me what's going on. You have a golf event coming up. You're raising money. You're helping kids. You're doing a bunch of things. We have a little bit of time, and I wanted to get the word out. I don't know if you still need sponsors. Give us an update.
Oh, yeah. We're always looking for hole sponsors. We need some golf sponsors. We got the first tee of the Treasure Coast. Jensen B. High School kid, Martin County High School kid. It's going to be a great event. We're including a whole lot more kids on June 23rd. It's Sandpiper Bay over here in Port St. Lucie. So you're going to be with us. 8:30 shotgun start, $550 a team, sponsorship starting at $1,800. We have incredible raffle gifts that are being donated. It's going to be a great lunch that Wyndham Resort is providing. So it's just going to be a great day of golf. I don't know how good I'll play, but I'll be playing golf.
Are you still thinking that you're mature enough in the Lord to let me come out and join you guys? I mean, I've seen people lose it on the golf course, you know. I mean, it's kind of a real test of someone's commitment to Christ.
You know, just seeing guys like Masters come out dressed up in his neon outfits and people wearing plaid. Listen, it ain't even about being able to play because I can't play. Keith Masters can play. Now.
I know. Yeah, Keith can play. Yeah, Keith can play.
Wait. So we're going to have him. He's bringing a couple teams. You know, it's just going to be a great event. We're back, you know, second year after COVID. We're able to start making some money to try to help these kids out and people with addiction and their families. And, you know, with your support and the community support, it usually turns out being a pretty cool event.
All right, again, the dates of this event and how people can get more information.
June 23rd, Sandpiper Bay, 8:30 shotgun, which means that'll be there around 7:30 a.m. the Friday, June 23rd. You can call me at 772-285-5828, or you can go on our website, familiesrecover.org.
Give us a one-minute picture of who you are and what you do and why you do this, John.
We started out as a family thing with some tragedies, families against drunk driving. 7 years ago, we added familiesrecover.org because we have personal tragedies with opioids and heroin and overdose. And it's just a passion of ours to show people that even me being in recovery and have given my life away so many times, you include God in it in some simple steps and you can get your life back. So it's a personal passion, but it's a passion. And we really love doing it.
Amen. Well, John, you're a great friend of the ministry here at WCNO. You support us not only with your partnership as a ministry, and I would like to just say to you who are in business that being a partner with WCNO is a great way to let people know who you are, that you are a part of the kingdom of God, and we will be happy to work with you to let people know about your business, what good services you have to offer, how they can get a hold of you. But at the same time, you're really building the kingdom of God with us. And John, you do that as a ministry partner, but you also are a very strong personal supporter of us as well. And I want to just thank you for standing with us and giving us an opportunity to reach through your hands and touch a bunch of kids' lives, and we're blessed to be able to do that.
We really appreciate it. Your guys' radio station makes that possible. If you're looking to advertise in your small business like me, this is the place. Seven counties, millions of people, never goes off the air. I mean, it's just a great place to spend your advertising dollars.
Amen. Well, we never go off the air on purpose.
It's
not on purpose. If we go off the air, pray. Because we're not leaving town, you know, but it might mean that, some lightning struck or something happened. John, God bless you.
Right.
Have an awesome day. And we're looking forward to connect soon. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Karen, what's the mail?
Okay, we have a little note from...
A little note?
Little note, tiny note from Paula in Fellsmere, and she said, thank you what a blessing WCNO is. I am blessed.
Wow, that's in Fellsmere. I had some barbecue in Fellsmere, and it was awesome.
Mm. Well, that's good to know.
There are some.
I'll have to remember that if I ever.
There's gator and shrimp and frog legs and all kinds of good stuff up there in Fellsmere. Mm-hmm. In fact, maybe somebody's listening that's a part of the Frog Festival, the Frog Legs Festival.
Yes, it's a big festival.
You have, David?
Deal. Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, it is huge.
I mean, it's really, I mean, they're jumping up and down all the time.
Are we talking about the people or the frogs?
Frog festival, man.
Yeah, not so much the frogs.
Fellsmere
has a leg up on everybody. I mean, it's just one of those things with the festival.
Man, I want to go to a frog leg festival.
It is fun.
Okay,
you will not regret it.
All right.
Yep.
All that because we're in Fellsmere. Karen's excited about some fresh frog legs. Yeah. They're better cooked, I understand.
Never.
Not sushi.
Okay, we have another note here from Eunice, and she said, "Greetings, thank you. Your radio station is my spiritual inspiration. I don't listen to another. Mm. I'm donating $300, one for my project, towards the tower and then towards our regular budget. She said, my thoughts and prayers to all, Jonathan, David, and Karen, in his service." Again, that's Eunice. And I don't know where Eunice is from.
Dave, what do you have?
I have a couple pieces I got from Laura and Sebastian back up in the area. she has nothing but frog legs here. But she says, "My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, thank you for sharing. Sharing this community with this wonderful music and teaching programs. I've been a listener and supporter for years and truly believe in having Christian radio on as much as possible. It keeps my focus on Christ. May you be blessed with generous and unexpected gifts that keep the station running and broadcasting until Jesus returns. Easter blessings, Laura." Thank you, Laura. What a great... And then... Lastly, from Marilee in Vero Beach, picture of a smiling dog.
Smiling dog.
And very happy. This is actually a postcard from the Humane Society of Vero Beach in Indian River County.
Sent courtesy of
Marilee.
Marilee. So, Marilee, we just want you to know that we enjoy what you put in the envelopes, and we thank God for you, and thank you for cheering our day. We like animals here.
Yes, we do.
We do.
Especially cats.
God created.
Cats.
Yes. No.
This is the
place. Dogs, too. We're not prejudicial.
We like dogs, yeah, sure.
Cats. Karen, what do you have?
we received a note here from Greg and Sheila in Fort Pierce, and they said, "WCNO, keep up the good work of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the different pastors and the fantastic songs from so many different artists." Again, that's Greg and Sheila from Fort Pierce. Well, praise God.
Amen. That was pretty awesome. Well, we do have Barry Grant in the studio, and he isn't here to talk to us about frog legs, but he did jump in there. So
did you host that festival? Yeah. Sorry.
Did you host it?
Yeah. No, I was not the host of the Frog Leg Festival.
Oh.
But you've done others.
Yeah. I've done others.
You know about it.
I know about it. Yep.
Okay.
And it's one fun time. So it's very, very good. And I've advertised for it, too, on radio. So that's another thing. It's very important to get word out about things like that because it's great. It helps the community.
And it really does.
As you know, that's where your some of your listeners are. So
that's right.
Great.
Absolutely.
So if you're part of the Frog Festival International Fellsmere Association Incorporated by Faith, then please give us a call.
Yes. And hopefully,
I don't know what it's called.
Hopefully I can attend it again this year.
I'd love to attend it. All right. We're going to go to one spot that is about the upcoming event with Jonathan Kahn on the National Day of Prayer next week, and then we're going to come back to talk with Barry Grant. And Barry, you are a third generation.
Yes, X. Third generation Jehovah's Witness, yes.
X, and we did not get to talk enough about how to witness. Your book is called Witness Tampering.
Yes, it is.
But we did not get to talk enough about how to witness to the witnesses that come to our homes.
Exactly.
So we need to know how to do that.
And
are you going to help
us? Very important. And it is covered in one of the chapters in Witness Tampering, My Story of Coming to Christ Out of Jehovah's Witnesses.
All right, we're going to be right back.
Is it possible that behind the events, moments, and changes that are transforming America and the world and affecting our lives is a mystery? Could this mystery go back to ancient times, to the incense offerings of ancient Rome, the processions of ancient Babylon, the tablets of ancient Assyria, and ceremonies of ancient Sumer? In his most explosive book ever, Jonathan Cahn unveils the shocking secrets that are changing your world. The Return of the Gods by New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn is so astonishing and revealing that no description here can possibly do it justice.
Jonathan Cahn is going to be the guest at the Treasure Coast National Day of Prayer. He will be coming to the Treasure Coast of Florida and will be speaking. This is an event that will be held at the Mid-Florida Event Center in Port St. Lucie. We look to pack the center out that evening as we have an evening of prayer bringing together civic leaders, ministry leaders, as well as business owners as we seek God for a great awakening revival in our land. All right, we are back, and again, this is Wednesday Live. So glad that you're joining us on WCNO Palm City, Florida. And please keep your dial set right there because you're going to want to be a part of the next 20 or so minutes that we have with Barry Grant. Barry, we just kind of mentioned a moment ago that you are an ex-third generation Jehovah Witness.
Mm-hmm.
Your family had deep roots.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when you were with us last time, you made mention of some of the tactics, the manipulative control within the organization that I was not aware of. I think many times, you know, someone knocks on the door and, you know, we don't really know where they're coming from or what's going on in their own life. But the fact that you today are a born-again follower of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Is evidence that there are many people that are involved in cults that God has a plan to bring them into the kingdom of God. And we in the church should not be running from them, but we should be available. So first of all, you know, just give us a snippet. How did you come to Christ out of Jehovah Witnesses? And then how can we minister to them?
It was a drive-by snatching. Holy Spirit.
I love it.
Yes.
A drive-by snatching.
Of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Who I didn't even know existed.
Okay.
I did not know that there was a Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Mm. Okay. I had no idea of his whereabouts or that he was a he. I had always heard it's an it, God's Spirit. It's does this. It is that. Now, God's Holy Spirit, he does this.
Yes.
He's inside us.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay? The indwelling of the Holy Spirit is the most reliable concept of Christianity that we have, that we can draw and reassure our faith in what we believe.
No one comes to the Father unless you're invited.
Absolutely.
You know, and
absolutely.
The Holy Spirit's the agent of invitation.
And it was Jesus Christ himself, the Son of God, who said, "I stay here in Jerusalem, boys, and I'm going to send, the Father is going to send him to you."
So you're snatched away.
I snatched.
You're snatched away.
Right out of that organization.
Mm, wow.
And it was not something that, you know, so many of my Baptist friends and other friends will say, "Well, when was it that you came to the Lord? I can give you the hour, the date, and the time exactly when I came to the Lord. I walked up front, up to the altar, and that's when I came to Jesus." Well, my coming to Jesus took a little over, 30 years plus another year out of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Wow.
To really understand and really get the grasp of what it means to come to Jesus.
So God was knocking.
Oh, yes.
Over a long period of time.
Over a
the
long
Holy Spirit
period
was
of time.
Was after you.
He was
on
not
your
only
trip.
After me, but he was after my family.
Your parents as well, right?
Absolutely.
So third generation, you had your parents, your grandparents were deeply involved.
Yes.
So this goes back a few years.
Yes, it does. And all taking everything into consideration, it was over 50 years that my family was involved in Jehovah's Witnesses. And I mean, when I say involved, elders, ministerial servants, the whole nine.
High-level leadership.
Going at various conventions around the state of Florida and around the United States, and everything that we would do as far as a time off of work, we would make plans to use the vacation to go to conventions with Jehovah's Witnesses.
I was going
to
ask, how much demand did that put on your lives and on your family?
It was a tremendous demand. If Jehovah's Witnesses could exact anything out of you, it's all your time.
What happened on a weekly basis? How much time did they expect you to put into it?
5 hours a week. At least 5 hours a week at meetings.
Oh, at meetings?
At the Kingdom Halls. 5 hours, okay?
Plus what else?
Plus you have to go out and preach their dogma. And you have to knock on doors. And both my father and I were pioneers, and that's putting in 100 hours. And now I think they've upped that to 150 hours every month in what they call service. Mm. Okay, and that is going from house to house, or standing on a street corner, or just talking to other people about the Jehovah's Witness dogma.
Barry. I've had people say, I admire their commitment. Is this commitment or is this control?
It's total control. It's total mind control, because they are, from the time they make their commitment to be a part of that organization, and that's what they're...
It's commitment to an organization. It's not to Christ.
No, it's commitment to the organization, because if you outstep the organization, you will be disfellowshipped, and that is taken out of the organization, given a time to stew in your own soup, and then if you're regularly attending meetings during that time of disfellowshipping and going through the dishonor that disfellowshipping brings and the shunning that brings, and you go through that period, then you can be reinstated and come back into a relationship with that organization.
Wow.
It is something that people outside that organization don't understand, and they don't even understand what pressures that brings mentally to the people who suffer those consequences that go against the organization. It's just like the book
Tell us about the book.
The Witness Tampering. The original title for this book was Witness Tampering, My Story of Coming to Christ Out of a Cult. And my publishers at West Bow Press, which is a division of Thomas Nelson and a division of Zondervan, they said, that book title will get you sued.
Wow.
They'll come back and say, well, we're not a cult, and how dare you put this out. And so they said, we would like to change that to coming out of, my story of coming to Christ out of Jehovah's Witnesses.
So how involved, how controlling, it seems to me, and I couldn't find my copy of the book. I was trying to find it. It was so marked up, because when I got into it, I literally tore it apart, and it's full of bent pages and highlighting. So this book, Witness Tampering, is, I believe, it's a trainer's manual. Anyone who wants to be used of God would profit from this book in regards to witnessing to those who are part of the Jehovah's Witness.
Absolutely.
But it seems to me that dress, time, resources, they grab you literally. It's organization that didn't your mother have something happen with they didn't like the clothing she was wearing or something?
Yeah, she that's discussed in this book too. That was the final straw that got my entire family out of that organization.
Yeah, don't pick on what the mama's wearing, right?
Exactly.
Now, she was a professional lady, right?
Oh, yes. When mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
You know, that's that true.
So,
your mom was a realtor, I believe?
Yeah, she was a realtor, and she had a... in fact, I have a picture of the blouse that she was wearing that was picked on by the elders in the congregation in Lake Worth, and said that, well, she was wearing, we saw her in a newspaper wearing a cross. And how could a Jehovah's Witness who doesn't believe that Jesus died on a cross, he died on a stake. It was a torture stake. It wasn't a cross. We don't even believe in the cross. And now you've got your wife has a cross on her shirt. Well, it wasn't a cross. It was part of a print that was part of a rose, and the rose petals were coming out the side, and it made it appear as it was a cross, but
the
it
photograph.
Wasn't.
Yeah.
Okay. But I thought, how godlike that God would take us out of this organization because of something like the cross.
Barry, who was praying for you all? Do you know of anyone that was interceding that was praying for you to be
absolutely. Absolutely.
Really?
I know many, many people in our own family who were not Jehovah's Witnesses.
We're praying.
We're praying and saying, oh, if they could just, Lord, if you could just get them out. If they could just see the light, see the truth.
So what would you
and
say
Jesus
to people that are praying?
Is the way, the truth, and the light.
Yeah. A lot of people are praying. They're saying, I don't see anything happening yet. My family's in this. They're in the Mormon church, or they're mixed up in something, Jehovah's Witnesses or something.
Oh, yeah.
What would you say to them?
Keep praying.
There you go.
Keep
there you go.
Never give up. Pray incessantly, because that is the power that we have over that organization, is to keep praying.
Yeah.
And right now, the wheels are coming off the wagon of Jehovah's Witnesses around the world.
Mm.
And I say that because I have been able to be in touch with a lot of ex-Jehovah's Witnesses that are on Twitter. There is an organization out there that's really been established to help Jehovah's Witnesses who are finally
recovering.
Seeing, yeah, they're recovering, and some of them are seeing the light, and they're saying, you know, is there life after Jehovah's Witnesses? And I can tell you there is. And there's a great life after Jehovah's Witnesses, especially with Jesus. I can tell you.
Barry, I apologize. I didn't give you an opportunity to identify your background a bit, because we may have people listening today that actually may have known you. You have quite a background in broadcast, and you've met a lot of people over the years. Why don't you just tell us one little snippet about who you are, and establish that, because we have a few generations listening today, and then we really want to get into how can we minister to people that come to our doors.
Absolutely. My broadcasting career got started very, very early, because my dad was in the radio and television business 2 years before I was born, and worked with great people like Jonathan Winters and Rod Serling and all kinds of different other people. Was on Channel 5, Channel 12. In fact, when he was at Channel 12, that's when I started in the broadcasting industry. I was 18, just right out of high school, and got right in. And I was terrible on the air the first night. It was absolutely the worst night I ever had on the radio. And, I just...
Did you break something?
No. I scratched a lot of records.
Oh, you scratched?
Yeah. I didn't break him. So that was good. But anyway, that's when I started out. And that was back in the 60s. And during that time, when I had developed a sense of being comfortable on the radio from watching my dad in the broadcasting industry. And we would go to the Kingdom Hall on a Friday night, and he would be doing the weather on Channel 5 at the 11 o'clock block, and we would just go from the Kingdom Hall as a family to Channel 5
to work.
And and we would be around and you know, while he's getting the weather portion of the 11 o'clock news block together, we're there at the television station. So, it was just a natural career opportunity for me to jump in the business. And so that's what I did.
Didn't the witnesses come against you even because of the occupation and some of the requirements of the occupation that you and your father had?
Oh, absolutely. They were just totally incensed against all kinds of different things that that the broadcasting industry would want us to do, like doing announcements for giving blood, donating blood.
Oh, opposed to that.
They were opposed to that. Joining the United States Army or any kind of the services of the United States government. They were opposed to that. Mm. That's not what they believe in. That's against Watchtower regulation. So, yeah, we ran into a lot of abuse. I would call it abuse. No, certainly, it's one thing about being, let's say, a carpenter and you're a Jehovah's Witness. There's nobody that's going to be, going to your construction site and watching you and listening to you and doing the things that, are spying on you, as it were.
Right.
But if you're on a broadcast
channel,
you're public.
So you're under scrutiny.
So everything that you do is under scrutiny.
Right,
and you're stumbling people. You're stumbling the brothers. I can't believe that you're stumbling the brothers this way. Well, none of the brothers ever came up and said, you played that record and I was stumbled by it.
But this went all the way back to your elementary school. I mean, I remember part of the book tells is as a child sitting in the classroom and being picked on because
I didn't salute the flag. That was another thing that Jehovah's Witnesses.
So Jehovah's Witnesses do not salute the flag.
They do not salute the flag. That's a form of worship.
That's saluting the flag.
Yeah, yeah. It's a form.
That's
of,
what they say.
That's what they say. And they went to the Supreme Court and got that ruling that they didn't have to salute the flag.
So you're in a classroom. You're not saluting the flag. So what happens? The teacher.
Don't you think that the other kids will say, "Hey, you're stumbling me. You're stumbling because you didn't salute the flag. What are you, communist or something?"
Yeah, back at that time, that would have been something. Today, they would have probably congratulated you. But,
man, they were just, they were brutal. Yeah. And so.
And even the teachers.
Yes, and even the teachers. I mean, the teacher made me stand up and tell the whole class why I didn't salute the flag.
Wow.
And I believe that was in sixth grade. So, and that was when sixth grade was still part of elementary school.
Yeah, okay.
So it was.
So Barry, someone knocks on the door. We've already talked about the importance of prayer. You have relatives, you have friends, you have people you know that's tangled up in some kind of an organization that is not God-honoring, that's not biblically balanced. And so prayer is obviously a foundation for that. But somebody's at the door, they're knocking on the door. What do we do?
Well, I'm gonna give you the one of the...
Other than buy the book.
Oh, other than buy the book, because I wanted to read this because this this is why
it's powerful. That's why I wanted to bring my book.
So many people come in there and say, "Gee, they really know their Bible," and they do. They know their Bible,
parts of it. Yes,
okay,
yeah.
Their Bible is different from your Bible.
That's right.
And my Bible.
Tell us about.
Okay,
that.
Because their Bible is something that's a transliteration that really takes.
Which means what? When you say transliteration, what are you saying?
Well, what they do is they take the they came up with this excuse that nobody can read the King James Bible because it's in archaic English, and so we're going to put it in the vernacular of today's English, and we're going to call it the New World Translation of the Holy Scriptures. And the first book cover that came out was in green. Okay, I mean. Really green. And a lot of us ex-Jehovah's Witnesses call it the green monster because they used a Johann Grieber's version of John 1:1, where we know it to be that the word was God.
Right.
Okay. They, and the Grieber translation was, the word was God. Well, that takes the divinity of Christ out of the picture, and they don't believe in the divinity of Christ, so...
They just changed it.
So
it's manipulating, a twisting...
Yes.
...to
to their dogma.
To purposefully deceive.
Absolutely.
People away from what has been established as biblical truth.
Away from true Christianity.
Okay. Right? So they're at the door. What do we do?
So first of all, definitely pray. Definitely pray. Also,
they don't want you to pray with them.
They
Why
don't
is
want
that?
You to pray. Well, because that's interfaith to them, and now you're bringing them into a situation where that's uncomfortable for them because they only pray to Jehovah, and now you're praying
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, which they do pray in Jesus' name, but their prayer is to Jehovah. And is directed to Jehovah. And that is, you know, if you're not a believer, then
they're mixing with an unbeliever.
You're making them unevenly yoked, and they can't do that.
So what happens next? You've already told us these people are under tremendous mental and maybe family stress because this does bring pressure on families and even brings families apart, I believe.
Oh, it tears them apart. Yeah. It tears them apart, and it really just causes a lot of anxiety for people. I've seen tweets of people saying, my father passed away yesterday, and I didn't even get to say goodbye to him because I was disfellowshipped and shunned. And
wow,
we didn't get a chance to say that last goodbye together. And any type of religion that would cause that to happen is just not Christ-based at all.
True.
I'm sorry. We are, as the pastor was mentioning earlier in the discussion today, we are love. That's what Jesus said. I have this commandment for you. Love one another.
Yeah.
Well, how can you love one another and not speak to somebody?
Yeah. And God so loved that he gave his son. So it's a self-sacrificing, self-serving kind of love.
Yeah.
That's not based upon somebody else's performance.
And absolutely not.
So in the book you lay some things out.
There was another thing that I wanted to bring out. Not only, it helps to know your Bible. But it also very much is important to plant a seed in the mind and hearts of these people and just say that you pray that the Holy Spirit will open up your heart to the light of Christ.
Mm.
That's you want to tell them, you want to give a testimony to them and say, you know, they came to your home and they're knocking on your door to bring you the good news that they have.
Yeah.
You need to return that favor and say, I have good news for you. Jesus died for you. He's coming again. And please read the Bible. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will help you understand the good news of the gospel of Christ.
So, Barry, there seems to be a little bit of a transition in the presentation as I've talked to people recently where they sound more Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mormons do too. They sound more Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And what about being born again? Did Jehovah's Witnesses teach that you must be? Because I've never found any. They look at me like their eyes roll.
Right. No, they do not equate that with their teaching. Yeah. Being born again.
Yeah.
No. And the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is just not
a part of.
No, it's just not part of what they believe because the according to them the Holy Spirit is just God's active force.
Yeah, that moved upon the earth.
Yeah, wow. It gets things done. That's diametrically opposed to the words of Jesus. Was Jesus a liar? No. He's the truth, the way, and the life.
So Barry, I believe we may have some Jehovah's Witnesses listening today.
Well, I certainly hope so, because what's happening in the organization is that they're seeing there's faltering faith.
That's people are searching.
Yes.
Because it does not meet their need.
Yes. And it's this, and the trust that they once had is broken in the organization, and now they're looking, their eyes are being opened because of different things that are happening within the organization and changes that are taking place. And I would ask each one of them to pray to God and say, what would you have me do? Because, you know, the organization is always demanding you do something for Jehovah. All right. Well, now's the time to get down on your hands and knees and say, Jehovah, what would you have me do? We need time to get down on your hand. He will answer that prayer.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And he will answer that prayer, and he will open the way.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want anyone to be destroyed.
The Holy Spirit.
Everyone to,
amen, to be saved.
Gain the eternal life.
Amen.
And it is through the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So the Holy Spirit is still snatching people.
Absolutely. And there's more to be snatched. I have one little extra that I'm going to leave with you. My sister-in-law is visiting here from Alabama. She was a Jehovah's Witness as well, and she's out of the organization, thank God. So my wife has her sister out of the organization. But she was came here and visited with a salon, a beauty salon owner who was a Jehovah's Witness, not in the organization right now, not going to the Kingdom Hall, but she's still
in her head.
In her head.
Yeah, connected.
Connected to the witnesses. And she says, could I get a copy of your book and give it to her just before I leave? So that's what's going to happen.
Tell us about the book again.
The book is called Witness Tampering, My Story of Coming to Christ Out of Jehovah's Witnesses. It is available through all kinds of different places, Amazon. You can get a copy of it on Kindle. You can also get a copy at Walmart. Walmart has it available for you. Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, it's out there. It's Witness Tampering, My Story of Coming to Christ Out of Jehovah's Witnesses. And it's published by Westbo Press. And,
all right.
It's out there. I'm out there.
It's Pastor, out there. And it,
Pastor
it's
Jonathan,
excellent.
I'm out there now.
You are. You are.
Okay.
Yes. And it's excellent. Karen, anything on your heart that you wanted to raise before we finish?
We did have a prayer request here.
Oh, we do?
That I had forgotten about.
Okay.
We want to do that. We have a couple of minutes.
Do you have anything for Barry?
I don't have anything for Barry, except I'm going to talk to him afterwards.
Afterwards,
oh, yeah.
Okay. Because new show coming up, Hidden Place with
good.
Karen.
Ooh,
on Fridays.
I like the sound of a new show.
Hidden Places.
Hidden Places,
yes.
David has a new show. It's just, 2 weeks?
Oh, more than that. April the 3rd was our first program.
Oh, so you're heading into your fourth?
Yeah, we're getting old.
Wow.
Frontline. He is on Mondays at 11 o'clock, so that's now right. We have a Monday 11 o'clock program, Wednesday as well as Friday. He's getting ready to start with Karen. Karen, when's your first program?
That will be Friday. This Friday coming up.
This coming Friday.
Lots of prayer. Neil.
Tune in.
Yes. Well, you're in my prayers, Karen.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
You'll be in my prayers.
Dave,
sure.
Any thoughts or questions for Barry before we ask him to close us in
you
prayer?
You know,
today?
Nothing really comes to mind.
Okay. Well, maybe Karen should share her prayer request then.
Maybe so.
What's a prayer request you have?
This is from one of our listeners.
Okay.
Candace said, please pray for her dad, yeah. Peter. They were listening to the Joshua's Promise when
yes.
those guys were here, I guess. And she's saying, pray that Peter would have acceptance in healing through this program.
Through, I guess.
And I wasn't here for the interview with the Joshua's Promise, so maybe Dave, you can.
So it's Peter?
Peter, yes.
So Father, we lift up Peter.
Yes.
We just pray over him, his family, all the details of his life. Father, you understand him completely and fully, and you have an awesome love for him and plan to strengthen him and guide him Jesus. In the way he needs to go. So Father, loose him and deliver him from every stronghold that would hold him back, and may he come into the freedom that you died to give him, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Now, Barry, I'd like you just to pray over our listeners today in regards to freedom from any false doctrine.
Yes, yes. Father God, thank you. Thank you so much for this ministry of WCNO.
Thank you, Father.
And you know how many people are touched and reached by this wonderful ministry and by the message sent through the airwaves and into their hearts and minds.
Thank you, Father.
Father, we just pray that you will lift this body up and that you will keep us strong.
Amen.
In your